This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There were the 2024 Browns projections, the over-under projections, the win projections. Over-under before the season was set at what? Was it 8.5 by Vegas?
Yes.
Some more, some less, but it seems to be the consensus.
They were, right? Yeah, they were around, I think, because we did this before the season started. They were anywhere from projected like 14th to 15th to 16th.
Yeah.
If you took their odds compared to the rest of the teams in the NFL.
Right now, Vegas average over-under as of October 3rd, 5.5.
I could not believe that it had bottomed out like that.
So the projected wins before the season, NFL Nation, let's go to the highest. Mike Clay, ESPN, had 9.9 in the projection predicted wins. Projected records before the season start. Adam Rank overcorrected. After last year, which was incredible. Adam Rank, NFL.com, had the Browns at 10-7. Will Brinson, CBS, who we brought on and yelled at. Might need to owe him an apology at some point. Will Brinson, 7-10. Breach had us 9-8.
Yeah, I remember that call. Will Brinson came on, and our mentions were just get the clown off the air. Yeah. Take him off. This is ridiculous. He's
not even
negative.
That tall. His hair's not even that great.
Oh, like, and they started talking about his hair, too.
Yeah. Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News had a 7-10. Seth Walter, now this is ESPN Analytics. He had 6-11 and fourth in the AFC North. Basically,
never go when the analytics guys are down on this team.
We either yelled at these guys. Well, that's the thing. We either yelled at these guys, which, by the way, for the Seth Walter thing, if this thing goes belly up, is that a smoking gun for fans with Paul DiPodesta?
Ooh.
If the analytics guys are saying you're going to be 6-11, it's an analytics heavy football team. Just pointing that out for everybody. So either we ignored them or we yelled at them, like Will Brinson. Did we get caught up in homerism as fans? Were fans delusional about the Browns?
Well, I heard...
Is this who the Browns really are and we ignored it?
Yeah, because we all had them going to the playoffs. They went to the playoffs last year. They did it despite the rash of injuries that beset them at the beginning of the year. And newsflash, here we go again. Did you see that injury report yesterday?
Yeah.
I mean, it's so long, like there were two pages of them on Twitter.
It did make me feel better, though, that the Commanders page was also
long. Yeah, it did.
That's the only thing. Schadenfreude made me feel better.
So I remember after the Giants game, Nathan Zagura came on the afternoon show and talked about how they were just underachieving. And we all think that. We're all like, hey, the most expensive roster in the NFL. They went to the playoffs last year with Joe Flacco, and now you got your starting quarterback back. He actually played well. We all thought, we all agreed on Sunday, they're losing to the Raiders? They lost to the Giants last week. Like, this was the soft part of the schedule. They battled, even though they dominated Jacksonville. They barely won that game. Jacksonville had a shot in the final drive. They're the worst team in football, maybe. Like, you got crushed by Dallas, and there are lots of questions about Dallas and where they're going to fit in the NFC East. And I remember hearing Nathan say that, and I'm like, yeah, we all think they're underachieving. Nationally, this kind of seems where a lot of people had them.
That's Nathan was upset. I was upset. We were all upset. Some fans tried to tell us that this team wasn't going to be good. Were fans overrating the Browns? Were we delusional about the Browns? 216-474-0092.
Cleveland media. I saw somebody was attacking Cleveland media again over some press conference questions. And I'm like, man, there was no doom and gloom here in Cleveland. Like, I don't know that there was a media
person. You guys hear Mary Kay every Thursday with us?
I don't think there was a media person that didn't have us in the playoffs. Like, I think it was 100% of the local media. While again, nationally, they had us like middle of the pack.
Yeah, I thought that the local media was pretty positive about the outlook and everything, and even the people who have historically been pretty negative about the Browns had been pretty positive. I mean, Zach, I called Zach Eor, and rightfully so. I mean, Zach kind of...
He was positive until training camp.
Yeah, Zach
was
positive
until training camp. When he saw them in training camp, he's like, uh-oh.
He was worried about the training camp thing, which, again, there's a lot of people who bring up, you know, Jerry Jeudy saying he was tired. And, well, why are you guys making a big deal? Well, there's people who are going, well, what were you doing? Were you doing walkthroughs in August instead of getting worked up? Well, he had an injury. Okay, well, maybe, like, there's already those questions coming out. Like, are we doing Camp Cornell, Camp Cupcake here? What are we doing?
Jeudy has been like their best guy, but people did warn us once he gets paid, what is that going to be like?
But again, he was soft tissue injury. So was he hurt? Was he not hurt? I'd have to imagine he was hurt. So I'm not going to rip him on that case. But when you lose football games, like, it's all out there. In conspiracy theories, they breed. Things that people want to hear, they breed. It's tough to do. Were we delusional about the Browns, or is this a massive underachievement right now at 1-3? I think it's the latter still. I still think it's the latter. What changed? Like, did the Browns fail themselves by not getting ready for the tackle situation? What more could you have done? I mean, there's some point where you're tapped out and you can't make any more moves for any other guys because they want to get paid too, and there's other teams that can't offer them money.
To me, I don't want to say consensus, but most of the stuff I'm seeing about this team right now is how are you not more equipped, more prepared for the offensive line situation? I've seen, remember, this is all after the fact for most people. The running back situation, knowing that you weren't going to have Nick Chubb back until at least, you know, was it going to be week 6 we might get him back? Week 7? Maybe week 8? You know what I mean? That Jerome Ford and Foreman, like, they're not going to be able to run the football all that well. And then just overall that they didn't do more in preseason and training camp with Watson. But I'll defend them in this. They didn't know if Watson was going to be able to throw the football normally. That was a question mark.
You've allocated assets to other places. You went out and you got Jerry Jeudy. Well, that cost something to trade for Jerry Jeudy. So you allocated assets there. Who were you? You're already in this hole right now with Jack Conklin. Were you going to put yourself in another hole with somebody else? I mean, right now, you remember, we started the season. We didn't know that Jed Wills was going to take forever to get better. That was a surprise, I think, to everybody, including the Browns.
Including the Browns, yes.
But you started the season, at the outset of the preseason, we started with three tackles that could start for only two positions. And we were talking about musical tackles and all the other stuff. Well, now that you got guys hurt, and you got one that's playing with an injury right now, that changes that. I don't know what more they could do to solidify the tackle position, unless you wanted to just allocate all the assets away and somehow go after Trent Williams, even though that was never going to happen in real life. So what else were they supposed to do? They drafted Zach Zinter. Zach Zinter's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play, and he's going to have to accelerate the process of him being able to do that. Nick Harris, you got him back. Like, they did the moves that they were able to make. But with the other stuff, people wanted Jerry Jeudy. They got Jerry Jeudy. People wanted a wide receiver last year. They were excited about Elijah Moore. They got Elijah Moore last year. They wanted to take a wide receiver. They got him in the third round. I know you'll want to take a wide receiver in the first round this year. Some people might be talking quarterback. That's for a different discussion later on because the mocks are already out. But they kind of did what a lot of fans wanted them to do, even with the analytical approach. So I think it's a massive underachieving team where you should not be losing to the Giants, and you should not be losing to the Raiders. So it makes it that much more frustrating. There might be a point where they are who they are, but I think they're better than these teams, at least on paper, but in the real life, they have beaten us.
They shouldn't have been this bad. I mean, the Browns are one of the worst teams in the NFL right now. Who expected them to be this bad?
Even if you thought
the national guys were right and they were more middle of the pack, nobody expected them. I mean, they might have had arguably the easiest schedule in the NFL to this point.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you.